Throughout historical lore and legend, there is one fearsome figure who looms large, in a very literal sense, in stories told by numerous cultures and peoples around the world, the giant. From biblical accounts to Native American oral tradition to children's fairy tales, stories of giants in human history have been handed down for thousands of years and across multiple countries. In the American Southwest, the Paiute tribe tells of tales of war between their people and the Si Ti Ka, a race of cannibalistic, cave-dwelling, red-haired giants. In Norse mythology, the Jotun are a giant race of natural spirits with superhuman strength. The Gigantes of Greek and Roman history are strong, oversized, monstrous men, like the Cyclops, who were descended from the gods. The Christian Bible features not only the famous story of David versus the giant Goliath, but numerous tribes of giants, some strangely marked by six fingers on one hand and six toes on each foot. There is even the aptly titled Book of Giants, a fragmented, apocryphal text found among the Dead Sea Scrolls that depicts the birth of giants called the Nephilim into the pre-flood world when the sons of God impregnated the daughters of men. All of these cultural accounts, and there are so many more that can be referenced, bear their own unique narrative elements. But there is one constant that connects them all, the evident and universal existence of the giant. Fortunately for puny humans everywhere, these accounts of huge, fearsome beings stalking the earth have faded into legend, turning the existence of the giant into nothing more than a bedtime story, haven't they? Modern-day giant sightings. Not exactly. Although giants no longer feature prominently in the makeup of the modern world, stories of real live giants have not altogether stopped. While present-day encounters of the strange and supernatural seem to largely consist of UFOs and paranormal activity, sightings of giant humanoids, though more rare, are no less significant. Below is a small collection of these possible giant sightings from the 20th and 21st centuries. The royal commentaries of the Incas, quote, "When these great men or giants had thus made their settlement and dug these walls or cisterns, they destroyed and ate all the supplies they could find in the neighborhood. It is said that one of them ate more than 50 of the natives of the land." During the bloody Battle of Guadalcanal in World War II, Japanese soldiers reported terrifying run-ins with 10 to 15 foot tall hominids in the Solomon Islands. While these giants were and still are common knowledge to the local inhabitants, the soldiers found them quite aggressive, some brandishing clubs and also resistant to bullets. In 2015, a mountain rescue team claimed to see 8-foot-tall beings climbing the Popocatépetl volcano in Mexico. According to the team, the unidentified creatures mounted the glacier at an inhuman speed, covering a large area which the team had taken 3 to 4 hours to traverse in only 10 minutes. The elusive 7 to 10-foot-tall hairy cryptid known as Bigfoot is still sighted regularly around the world in its various guises. Bigfoot, Yeti, Yowie, Sasquatch. The list of names and sighting goes on. The most famous sighting propelling Bigfoot into popular culture is of course the Patterson-Gimlin film, taken in 1967, but records of encounters go back through at least the 1800s. Some believers theorize Bigfoot is a form of Nephilim, like the giants of old. Perhaps the most infamous encounter of the modern age is the story of the Giant of Kandahar. According to reports in 2002, a U.S. Army squad went missing in the desert of Afghanistan, and a special ops task force was sent to locate them. After traveling along remote mountains and terrain, the task force came upon a large cave entrance strewn with broken military equipment. Before the soldiers could enter the cave, they were attacked by the cave's single inhabitant, the Giant of Kandahar. Per eyewitness testimony, the giant stood 12 to 15 feet tall, sported red hair and a red beard, and had six fingers on each hand. He also carried an enormous spear that he used to impale one of the task force members before the rest of the team opened fire. The giant was allegedly so large and strong that it took 30 solid seconds of the task force shooting him in the face to finally bring him down. Following the mayhem, the giant's body was removed by helicopter to an undisclosed U.S. base. The surreal encounter came to light in 2016, 14 years after the incident, when author and filmmaker L.A. Marzulli interviewed an unidentified member of the Special Ops Force on his YouTube series, Watchers. According to this eyewitness, known only as the shooter, their clash with the Kandahar giant is classified. The task force cannot discuss details, and the U.S. government has no plans to ever reveal that it occurred. Despite the forced secrecy, the story of the Giant of Kandahar managed to surface and to raise many questions, not only about the possibility of giants, but about how their existence may be being covered up. A giant cover-up? One such hypothetical cover-up may have happened as recently as 2017 in another U.S. military-related mission. Since then, several whistleblowers have purportedly come forward to disclose that the massive Moab bomb dropped in ISIS territory on April 13, 2017 was used with an ulterior motive, to kill giants. If the claim of the unnamed whistleblowers is accurate, then ISIS terrorists may have been only one of the targets the Moab bomb was intended to take out, or even a convenient cover story for eliminating a giant threat, literally, that the deep state of the government wanted to keep secret. When the 21,600-pound explosive was dropped over the Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, it was believed to have killed 94 ISIS fighters living in a cave complex. But is it possible it killed something else that lived in the caves? Though most will consider a story to be pure conspiracy theory, another giant urban legend, there are small but curious details that connect this theory with the account of the Kandahar giant. Another curious detail is the name of the bomb itself, MOAB, an acronym for both the bomb's official title, Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, and its unofficial moniker, Mother of All Bombs, is a biblical reference with a connection to Old Testament Nephilim. In Deuteronomy, the tribe of Moab battled a race of giants, one of several giant races that they called Emim. The Moabites emerged victorious, destroying the Emim giants and settling in the land they inhabited. In Deuteronomy, the tribe of Moab battled a race of giants, one of several giant races that they called Emim. The Moabites emerged victorious, destroying the Emim giants and settling in the land they had inhabited. Deuteronomy 2, 10-12 in KJV. The Emim had dwelt there in past times, a people as great and numerous and as tall as the Anakim. They were also regarded as giants like the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emim. The Horites formerly dwelt in Seir, but the descendants of Esau, the Moabites, dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their place, just as Israel did to the land of their possession, which the Lord gave them. Is it only coincidence that a bomb allegedly used to destroy modern-day giants bears the same name as a race of ancient giant killers? Or was Moab, quote-unquote, carefully chosen to repeat biblical history when it was dropped over Afghanistan? Since the deep state, quote-unquote, of the government is not exactly forthcoming, the Moab cover-up story leaves us again with more questions and no true answers. Are giants really living in our modern world? Even more specifically, if we use the stories of the Kandahar giant and the Moab bomb as guides, could we find them in the mountains of Afghanistan? A contact shares knowledge of giants in Afghanistan. A few months ago, the Confessionals was contacted by a soldier stationed in the Logar province of Afghanistan. He shared some intriguing information he discovered while interacting with locals at a bazaar near his base. Though the information is limited, it corroborates other accounts of giants hidden in Afghanistan mountains. The following exclusive details are what he had been able to learn and relay back to us. While at the base market, over the course of several visits, our contact directly asked a few locals what they knew about giants living in the mountains. When he described a giant as a really, really tall person, he was met with confirmation of their existence and was informed multiple times that everyone, quote, stays the hell away from them, unquote. The locals revealed that a tribe of these really, really tall persons is living in the mountains of Afghanistan-Chinese border, on the Afghan side. One resident even pointed clearly to the location on a map. Since the border between China and Afghanistan is only 47 miles long, this is actually a considerably specific piece of information. Though the locals confirm the existence of the giants' whereabouts, they don't appear to possess abundant knowledge about them, but are also extremely reluctant to discuss them beyond their location and their repeated warnings to stay away from them. The soldier states that the residents spoke passable English until the subject of giants was approached, after which their language skills suddenly broke off. Oddly though, despite their resistance to discuss the giants, some locals did mention that these beings did not sleep lying down position, but rather in more of a sitting position. How they were aware of this detail or why they divulged it is unknown to us. During correspondence with our source, we inquired about the rules that are in place for traveling through the Wakhan Corridor Nature Refuge, which is a strip of territory in Afghanistan that stretches into China. The source suggested that it is probably not a safe place to venture, as the Taliban controls over half of Afghanistan. He also found that the local bazaar is the only safe place he could interact with the Afghan people. Less than a week after this interchange, our source got in touch to say that he had come across one of his own local contacts during another visit in the market and asked him about the Wakhan Corridor Nature Refuge. That contact reported that although the Taliban does not control that specific area, it is still completely unsafe for a number of reasons. One, there are border tensions. Two, there is no infrastructure out there. Three, the wildlife is dangerous. Four, the terrain is very rough and mountainous. And finally, five, quote, there is that tribe of giants, unquote. The advice given by our contact's contact was to avoid the Wakhan Corridor Nature Refuge at all costs. Excerpt from Manly P. Hall's lecture, quote, Atlantis and the Gods of Antiquity. We are told that in the year 820 AD, way back in the days of the glory of Baghdad, the great Sultan, the follower and descendant of the great Al-Rashid of Arabian Nights, the Sultan Al-Rashid Al-Mamun decided to open the Great Pyramid. He had been told that it had been built by giants who were called the Shaddai, superhuman beings, and that within that pyramid and those pyramids, they had stored a great treasure beyond the knowledge of man. As stated above, these details may be limited in quantity, but they are significant in what they succeed in revealing. While our Afghanistan contact may not have seen giants with his own eyes, it's apparent from the information he shared that Afghan locals keenly believe in their existence. Have some of them even glimpsed a giant somewhere themselves? Also, a compelling piece of information is the specific area along the Afghan-Chinese border that they named as the Giant's Habitat. Though a mountainous 47-mile strip of land may not seem like an exact location, it's a markedly precise one when compared to the rest of the country's size. Afghanistan itself covers an area of 252,072 square miles and borders six countries. The border it shares with Pakistan, its longest border, is 1,510 miles long. In contrast, the 47 miles of border Afghanistan shares with China, its shortest, suddenly becomes incredibly small. Interestingly, the Logar province, from which this information comes, is actually hundreds of miles from the reported location of the giants along the Chinese border. And yet, the threat they pose seems great enough that the locals repeatedly and adamantly warn against encountering them. We can only wonder what more these tight-lipped locals really know, and why they are so reluctant to reveal that knowledge. The giant followed, and now the whole beanstalk shook and shuddered with his weight, and Jack feared for his life, Jack and the Beanstalk. Much like the story of the Kandahar giant and the Moab bomb cover-up, we are still left with more questions than answers. What are those so-called giants? Which accounts are true and which are purely lore? Are old legend giants really living in the modern day world? Though the stories, histories, and testimony we've addressed may not be conclusive proof, they seem to point to the existence of giants as less legend and more real than many regular-sized humans may like to believe. For further insight into giants, Nephilim, and their origins, take a listen to the Confessionals Episode 4, Nephilim, Then and Now, Episode 18, L.A. Marzulli, UFOs and Nephilim Giants, and Episode 42, The Genesis 6 Conspiracy, with Gary Wayne. Written by Lindsay Merkel. A blog of the Confessionals Podcast. For more intriguing blogs, visit theconfessionalspodcast.com.